friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95, verse 1. Hey, happy Thursday. Good to see you. Good to fellowship with you. Go ahead, pull up a chair. Here, I'll wait. Pull up a chair here at the table of fellowship. It is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I'm the friends part, and so are you. It's good to connect with you here. As you can tell, I probably had about 4 cups of coffee already this morning. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Good to fellowship with you. I hope you are having a great week. It's been a little bit warmer here in the last day or so, but praise the Lord for air conditioning. Amen. Well, our boy Timothy is going to be turning the big 14 next week. So we're going to have a nice little birthday party for him next weekend. In fact, he is a big fan of carbohydrates. I mean, he loves carbs, he loves bread, and he's this little stick, too. He's one of them. He can eat anything he wants, and he doesn't even gain a pound. Yeah. And when I even look at a recipe book, you got to roll me out of the building. I mean, my goodness. But no, he's going to be having his birthday party with family next weekend. And so what we're going to do is I came up with the idea of maybe having a bread bar at his birthday party. I mean, we're going to have different types of bread, like pretzel bread, like pretzel buns, and just pita bread. I mean, he loves French bread, Italian bread, any type of bread. We're going to have little spreads as well to put on it. He's really looking forward to that. So that's what we're doing next weekend. Aubrey and I are going to go off our healthy lifestyle here for a little bit next weekend, but it'll be well worth it and celebrate what God is doing in Timothy's life. He is... I'm really proud of him. I really, really am. So God's developing him to be a mighty man of God. He really is. So, well, lots of neat things coming up here in the next few days. My kids are going back to school in a couple of weeks. Praise the Lord. we have a countdown in our house, by the way. Aubrey and I just can't wait for them to just go back to school. No, actually, coming up tomorrow, River Valley Church of Christ, they're going to be celebrating end of summer. Yes, they have their own end of summer bash tomorrow night from 7 to 9 with Jordan Feliz in concert. And Jordan Feliz is a brand new Christian artist. He's got a couple of great songs playing on the radio nowadays. And I think this is something your kids and grandkids would really enjoy. Again, it's taking place tomorrow night, River Valley Church of Christ, right there in Owl Creek Road in Fisher. It's a free concert. A love offering will be received, so just bring a blanket, maybe a lawn chair. There's going to be refreshments and games available before the concert as well, so it's going to be a great time tomorrow night. Also on Saturday, the Savoy United Methodist Church in Champaign will be having their pancake and sausage breakfast. That sounds really good right now. It really does. Taking place Saturday morning, 8 to 10, Savoy United Methodist Church is at 3002 West Old Church Road in Champaign. And donations, all the monies raised, will help Habitat 2017 Angel Build Project and an Empty Tomb Adopt-A Project as well. So it's going to some great mission causes there at Savoy United Methodist Church. For more details on these and other events, lots of other great stuff coming up here in the next few days and weeks as well, just visit our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, coming up here in a few moments, I'll tell you what, this world, it wants to offer us so much. But what we really need is Jesus. You know, there's that old song, you can take the world, you can have the world, but just give me Jesus. And that's what we're going to be talking about, finding our satisfaction in Jesus. That's coming up right after this here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is is God's and God's alone. God and God alone reveals the truth of all we call unknown, and all the best and worst of men won't change the Master's plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise, for God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy.
You know, people today want more. I mean, the average home has 189 channels on their TV. Wow, that's a lot. We can choose from over 50 different brands of toothpaste. The 7-ounce soft drink from 1955 has been replaced with a 42-ounce cup and larger. I'll tell you what, so many people in our society are just convinced that more is always better. Bigger is always best, and getting our way equals prosperity and happiness. It's easy to believe that if we race to the top, gain all the privileges, or have the most money, we will finally be satisfied. Thankfully, though, Jesus taught a better way. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to John chapter 6. And today we're going to talk about how Jesus is the bread of life who gives us true satisfaction. John chapter 6, we're going to take a look at a couple of different verses here. We're going to look at 26 and 27 and a few other verses here from John chapter 6. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Let's drop down to verse 35 of John chapter 6. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. You know, in 1928, Herbert Hoover ran for president with this campaign promise. I don't know if you remember studying this or reading about this. He used to say, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. That was his campaign promise. He was elected because voters are drawn to the candidate who promised prosperity. Jesus never promised prosperity, but he did something for the people that led him to think prosperity was just around the corner. Earlier in John chapter 6, Jesus multiplied 5 barley loaves and 2 fish into enough food to feed 5,000 people with still enough for leftovers. I think they had like 12 baskets of leftovers. I mean, that's pretty cool. This was an impressive miracle that convinced people Jesus was a prophet from God who should be their king. Isn't that the type of people we want over us who can give us stuff? But there's a problem with the kind of prosperity the people expected from Jesus. It didn't last. It didn't last. Sure, the miracle provided a great meal for one day, but the people were hungry again the next day. And Jesus confronted their misplaced priorities. The miracle of the loaves and fishes was supposed to draw people to God, not motivate them to trail after Jesus in search of a great buffet. The people were pursuing food that spoils, but Jesus had come to offer food that endures, meaning eternal life, as a gift from God through the Son of Man, Jesus himself. You know, friend, people today often struggle with the same misplaced priorities. When we try to satisfy our deepest needs with bigger TVs, sportier cars, fancier clothes, we waste our time. We waste our time and only become more frustrated. You know, we think that material things will give us the security and significance that only comes through a relationship with Jesus. Really? We think such material things will give us the security and significance that only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, it's so funny. We had a garage sale last spring. We just wanted to get rid of our junk. We had too much stuff. You know, I remember just looking at our garage sale with all the tables and all the stuff that was on there. We're selling them for, I think, 50 cents for everything. And I just looked at some of these things and just thought, I remember I was so excited about buying this 2 years ago. Now I'm selling it for 2 quarters in a garage sale. We need to get off the get more treadmill and enjoy the eternal satisfaction that only Jesus provides. You know, the crowd had already seen extraordinary things, but apparently that wasn't enough. They asked Jesus what sign he planned to offer so they might believe in him. They mentioned God's earlier provision of manna for their forefathers, you know, in the Old Testament there, as if to say Jesus' recent culinary miracle wasn't all that special. They wanted Jesus to do a real miracle, to establish his credibility. But can I be honest with you today? We sometimes exhibit that same type of self-centeredness. I'm just going to be honest with you. We ask God to prove himself by meeting our needs or by intervening in our own lives, and we ignore all God has already accomplished, both through the work of Jesus and in our own lives over the years, when we require God to act in the moment before we affirm faith in him. You know, Jesus declared that God had given them the true bread from heaven, the bread of God. And he clarified, the bread of God is the bread who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And in response, the people cried out, Sir, always give us this bread. They were thinking, they were still thinking about themselves, expressing their desire for meal service, room service, and not recognizing the spiritual significance of Jesus' words. Jesus then made his most direct statement in this passage. He says, I am the bread of life. He also added thirst to the metaphor. By coupling hunger and thirst combined with the previous food miracle that had started the entire sequence, Jesus underscored his ultimate goal even more strongly. Jesus promised, whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He promised eternal satisfaction to every person who believes in him. So friend, my question for you today is, have you been finding your satisfaction in something or someone else other than Jesus? Just like the 5,000 people that Jesus fed with barley loaves and fish, that was temporary. They were hungry again, maybe later on that night for a midnight snack. That's temporary. But what Jesus can offer, he says, whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Find your fill in Jesus today, friend. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry. That is a promise from God's word from Psalm 107 verse 9. So friend, I encourage you on this Thursday to give it up. Give it up. Identify something temporary you have been pursuing as a means of security, a possession, an achievement, an accomplishment, so on and so forth. Stop that pursuit. Give it up. Repent and ask God to grant you the true contentment in Christ. Also, give thanks. Oh, yes. Commit to expressing gratitude today. Thankfulness is a great way to avoid self-centeredness and promote satisfaction. See, friend, as a true follower of Christ, you have access to more than you could ever have hoped for. Everything you need, and so much more, can be found in Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all.
die. And when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
You know, my prayer today on this Thursday is that everyone who is listening, that this song will be the declaration of their heart. You can have the world. You can have everything in it, but just give me Jesus. Friend, my prayer is that you will find your true satisfaction in your sweet fellowship with the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hey, I appreciate your fellowship today. You can always catch up with me. My email address here at the radio ministry is joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you. Don't forget Mark and Jason in the studio to help you get through your Friday. I know it's a bear for many of us. They'll help you get through your Friday, and great time. Good guys right there. So that's for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. But until next time, just remember, as you go out and about here for the remainder of today and this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.